Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 10, Texts 13 through 22. Text 13. Narada Muni continued speaking to the sons of Kubera. Atheistic fools and rascals who are very much proud of wealth fail to see things as they are. Therefore, returning them to poverty is the proper ointment for their eyes so that they may see things as they are. At least a poverty-stricken man can realize how painful poverty is, and therefore he will not want others to be in a painful condition like his own. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Even today, if a man who was formerly poverty-stricken gets money, he is inclined to utilize his money to perform many philanthropic activities, like opening schools for uneducated men and hospitals for the diseased. In this connection, there is an instructive story called Punar Musika Bhava, again, become a mouse. A mouse was very much harassed by a cat, and therefore the mouse approached a saintly person to request to become a cat. When the mouse became a cat, he was harassed by a dog. And then when he became a dog, he was harassed by a tiger. But when he became a tiger, he stared at the saintly person. And when the saintly person asked him, "What do you want?" the tiger said, "I want to eat you." Then the saintly person cursed him, saying, "May you again become a mouse." A similar thing is going on all over the universe. One is going up and down, sometimes becoming a mouse, sometimes a tiger, and so on. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Brahmanda brahmate kon bhagyavan jeev, guru krishna prasadi paya, Bhakti Lata Beej." Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 19, 151. The living entities are promoted and degraded by the laws of nature. But if one is very, very fortunate, by association with saintly persons, he gets the seed of devotional service and his life becomes successful. Narada Muni wanted to bring Nalakuvara and Manigriva to the platform of devotional service through poverty, and thus he cursed them. Such is the mercy of a Vaishnav. Unless one is brought to the Vaishnav platform, one cannot be a good man. Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna, Srimad Bhagavatam 5, 18-12. An Avaishnav never becomes a good man, however severely he is punished. Text 14. By seeing their faces, one whose body has been pricked by pins can understand the pain of others who are also pinpricked. Realizing that this pain is the same for everyone, he does not want others to suffer in this same way. But one who has never been pricked by pins cannot understand this pain. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is a saying, "The happiness of wealth is enjoyable by a person who has tasted the distress of poverty." There is also another common saying, "Vandya ki bujhibe prasava vedana." A woman who has not given birth to a child cannot understand the pain of childbirth. Unless one comes to the platform of actual experience, one cannot realize what is pain and what is happiness in this material world. The laws of nature act accordingly. If one has killed an animal, one must himself be killed by that same animal. This is called mamsa. Mam means me, and sa means he. As I am eating an animal, that animal will have the opportunity to eat me. In every state, therefore, it is ordinarily the custom that if a person commits murder, he is hanged. Text 15. A poverty-stricken man must automatically undergo austerities and penances because he does not have the wealth to possess anything. Thus, his false prestige is vanquished. Always in need of food, shelter, and clothing, he must be satisfied with what is obtained by the mercy of Providence. Undergoing such compulsory austerities is good for him, because this purifies him and completely frees him from false ego. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A saintly person voluntarily accepts a state of poverty just to become freed from material false prestige. Many great kings left their princely standard of living and went to live in the forest, to practice austerity according to Vedic culture, just to become purified. But if one who cannot voluntarily accept such austerity is put into a situation of poverty, he automatically must practice austerity. Austerity is good for everyone because it frees one from the material conditions. Therefore, if one is very much proud of his material position, putting him into poverty is the best way to rectify his foolishness. The Hridra Dosho Guna Rasi Nasi. When a person is poverty-stricken, naturally his false prestige in aristocracy, wealth, education, and beauty is smashed. Thus corrected, he is in the right position for liberation. Text 16. Always hungry, longing for sufficient food, a poverty-stricken man gradually becomes weaker and weaker. Having no extra potency, his senses are automatically pacified. A poverty-stricken man, therefore, is unable to perform harmful, envious activities. In other words, such a man automatically gains the results of the austerities and penances adopted voluntarily by saintly persons. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to the opinion of experienced medical practitioners, diabetes is the result of voracious eating, and tuberculosis is a disease of undereating. We should desire neither to be diabetic nor to be a tubercular. Yavad artha prayojanam. We should eat frugally and keep the body fit for advancing in Krishna consciousness. As recommended elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.10, Kamasya nendrir prithir labho jiveta yavata jivasya tattva dignasa nato yas cheha karmabi. The real business of human life is to keep oneself fit for advancement in spiritual realization. Human life is not meant for making the senses unnecessarily strong so that one suffers from disease or one increases in an envious fighting spirit. In this age of Kali, however, human civilization is so misled that people are unnecessarily increasing in economic development. And as a result, they are opening more and more slaughterhouses, liquor shops, and brothels. In this way, the whole civilization is being spoiled. Text 17. Saintly persons may freely associate with those who are poverty-stricken, but not with those who are rich. A poverty-stricken man, by association with saintly persons, very soon becomes uninterested in material desires, and the dirty things within the core of his heart are cleansed away. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said, Mahad Vachalanam Niyanam Grihnam Dina Chetasam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.4. The only business of a saintly person or a sannyasi, a person in the renounced order, is to preach Krishna consciousness. Sadhus, saintly persons, want to preach to both the poor and the rich. But the poor take more advantage of the sadhu's preaching than the rich do. A poor man receives sadhus very quickly, offers them obeisances, and tries to take advantage of their presence. Whereas a rich man keeps a big greyhound dog at his door so that no one can enter his house. He posts a sign saying, "Beware of dog," and avoids the association of saintly persons. Whereas a poor man keeps his door open for them and thus benefits by their association more than a rich man does. Because Narada Muni, in his previous life, was a poverty-stricken son of a maidservant, he got the association of saintly persons and later became the exalted Narada Muni. This was his actual experience. Therefore, he is now comparing the position of a poor man with that of a rich man. Satam prasangam mama viryasam vido bhavanti hit karna rasayana kata taj joshanas asvapa varga vartmani shradharatir bhakti anukramisyati. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25. If one gets the advantage of association with saintly persons, by their instructions, one becomes more and more purified of material desires. Krishna bahir mukohoya bhogavantakare nikatastha mayatare japatiyadare. From the Prema Vivarta. Material life means that one forgets Krishna and that one increases in one's desires for sense gratification. But if one receives the advantage of instructions from saintly persons and forgets the importance of material desires, one is automatically purified. Chetodarpana marjanam bhava mahadavagani nirvapanam Shikshastakam 1. Unless the core of a materialistic person's heart is purified, he cannot get rid of the pangs of bhava mahadavagani, the blazing fire of material existence. Text 18. Saintly persons, sadhus, think of Krishna 24 hours a day. They have no other interest. Why should people neglect the association of such exalted spiritual personalities and try to associate with materialists, taking shelter of non-devotees, most of whom are proud and rich? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A sadhu is one who is engaged in devotional service to the Lord without deviation. Bhajate mam ananya bhak. Tatikshava karunaka surhida sarvadehinam. Ajata Shratvata Santa Sarava Sarubhushana. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures. And all his characteristics are sublime. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.21. A sadhu is surhida sarvadehinam, the friend of everyone. Why then should the rich, instead of associating with sadhus, waste their valuable time in association with other rich men who are averse to spiritual life? Both the poor man and the rich man can take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement, and here it is advised that everyone do so. There is no profit in avoiding the association of the members of the Krishna consciousness movement. Narottam Das Thakur has said, Satsanga chari kainu asate vilas, te karane laghila ye karma banda fants. If we give up the association of sadhus, saintly persons engaged in Krishna consciousness, and associate with persons seeking sense gratification and accumulating wealth for this purpose, our life is spoiled. The word asat refers to an avaishnav, one who is not a devotee of Krishna. And sat refers to a Vaishnav, Krishna's devotee. One should always seek the association of Vaishnavs and not spoil one's life by mixing with avaishnavs. In Bhagavad Gita 7.15, the distinction between a Vaishnav and an avaishnav is enunciated. Namam duskati no mudha prapadyante naradama mayaya priti jnana asuram bhavam ashritaha. Anyone who is not surrendered to Krishna is a most sinful person, duskriti, a rascal, mudha, and the lowest of men, nahadama. Therefore, one should not avoid the association of Vaishnavas, which is now available all over the world in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. Text 19. Therefore, since these two persons, drunk with liquor named Varuni or Madhvi, are unable to control their senses, have been blinded by the pride of celestial opulence, and have become attached to women, I shall relieve them of their false prestige. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When a sadhu chastises or punishes someone, he does not do so for revenge. Maharaj Parikit had inquired why Narada Muni was subject to such a spirit of revenge, tamaha. But this was not tamaha, for Narada Muni, in full knowledge of what was good for the two brothers, wisely thought of how to cure them. Vaishnavas are good physicians. They know how to protect a person from material disease. Thus, they are never in tamoguna. Sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Bhagavad Gita 14.26. Vaishnavas are always situated on the transcendental platform, the Brahman platform. They cannot be subject to mistakes or the influence of the modes of material nature. Whatever they do, after full consideration, is meant just to lead everyone back home, back to Godhead. Texts 20 through 22. These two young men, Nalakovara and Manigriva, are by fortune the sons of the great demigod Kuvera. But because of false prestige and madness after drinking liquor, they are so fallen that they are naked, but cannot understand that they are. Therefore, because they are living like trees, for trees are naked, but are not conscious, these two young men should receive the bodies of trees. This will be proper punishment. Nonetheless, after they become trees, and until they are released, by my mercy, they will have remembrance of their past sinful activities. Moreover, by my special favor, after the expiry of 100 years by the measurement of the demigods, they will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, face to face, and thus revive their real position as devotees. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A tree has no consciousness. When cut, it feels no pain. But Narada Muni wanted the consciousness of Nalakovara and Manigriva to continue, so that even after being released from the life of trees, they would not forget the circumstances under which they had been punished. Therefore, to bestow upon them special favor, Narada Muni arranged things in such a way that after being released, they would be able to see Krishna in Vrindavan and thus revive their dormant bhakti. Each day of the demigods in the upper planetary system equals 6 months of our measurement. Although the demigods in the upper planetary system are attracted to material enjoyment, they are all devotees, and therefore they are called demigods. There are two kinds of persons, namely the devas and the asuras. Asuras forget their relationship with Krishna, asuram bhavam ashritaha, whereas the devas do not forget. Dvo bhuta sago leke smin, daiva asura evacha, Vishnu bhakta smrito daiva, asuras tad viparyaya, from the Padma Purana. The distinction between a pure devotee and a karma mishra devotee is this. A pure devotee does not desire anything for material enjoyment, whereas a mixed devotee becomes a devotee to become a first-class enjoyer of this material world. One who is in direct touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service remains pure, uncontaminated by material desires. Anyabhilasita sunyam, jnana karmani anavritam. By karma mishra bhakti, one is elevated to the celestial kingdom. By gyan mishra bhakti, one is able to merge into the Brahman effulgence. And by yoga mishra bhakti, one is able to realize the omnipotency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But pure bhakti does not depend on karma, gyan, or yoga, for it simply consists of loving affairs. The liberation of the bhakta, therefore, which is called not just mukti, but vimukti, surpasses the five other kinds of liberation: sahujya, swarupya, salokya, sharshti, and samipya. A pure devotee always engages in pure service. Anu kodyena krishna anu siyanam bhaktir uttama. Taking birth in the upper planetary system as a demigod is a chance to become a further purified devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. Narada Muni indirectly gave Manigriva and Nalakovara the greatest opportunity by his so-called curse.